Wellington St John's School and today I'm going to talk about swift boxes. Last term we had a school assembly from the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds about swifts because they have recently become an endangered species. After this assembly, school decided to install swift boxes. The idea of swift boxes is that they make a sound which attracts other swifts to the area and encourages them to nest and breed. We also had a lesson on swifts, learning all about the swift species, which also includes sand martins, house martins and swallows. Our swift boxes have now been installed and we have noticed swifts visiting us more than before.
Hi, I'm Leon and today I'm going to be talking about solar panels. As a global school, we understand the importance of using renewable energy instead of burning fossil fuels, which release large amounts of gas of carbon dioxide, which is shown to have an effect on climate change. The school took part in a competition run by a business called Store Energy. The competition was asking children to design an app to help their school to save energy and reduce the school's carbon footprint. Children designed an app which was entered into the competition. We were absolutely delighted to be chosen as winners. The prize for winning the competition was to have 30 panels installed on our school roof to help our school to use more sustainable power from the sun. The school now uses an app to monitor how much energy the school uses and how much our energy is reduced by the solar panels. This helps us to see every day how much energy we are saving.
Hi, my name is Lawson and I'm from Bollington St John's and today I'm going to be talking about Global Neighbours. We are proud to have just achieved our Bronze Global Neighbours Award. To gain this award, we need to show that we are developing a deeper understanding of global injustice and to become courageous advocates for making a difference and bring a change. We follow the international primary curriculum, which teaches and encourages all children in school to think about global citizenship. We have regular collective worship so we can think of our global themes, such as poverty, injustice, and exploitation of the natural world. Our ethos group did a whole assembly on what it is to be a global neighbour. And we use our Bible story, The Good Samaritan, to help illustrate this. We also wrote to Tesco's asking them what their intentions are about using plastics and fair trade products.
Hi, my name's Benny and I'm from St John's School. Today I'll be talking about sustainable development goals. In 2015, the United Nations made a set of goals for everyone to work towards and to achieve by 2030. As a global school, we place great importance on helping to achieve these goals and set an example for future generations. The goals address the following areas: people, to end poverty and hunger in all of its forms; planet, to protect the planet and to make sure that all that the world becomes increasingly sustainable by managing its natural resources carefully. Prosperity. To ensure that all people are able to lead prosperous lives in harmony with nature. Peace, to ensure that peaceful soil. Ensure that peaceful societies are free from fear and violence. Partnership, to find ways to support this agenda.
Hi, I'm Lucy from Bollington St John's and I'm here to talk about climate change. Last year we did some learning on what fair trade is and how important it is for shops to stock fair trade products. We learned that climate change is having a significant impact on producers of food who have the smallest carbon footprint but who are most affected by climate change, which can destroy food production and therefore the farmers' livelihoods. We know that climate change has come about as a result of what we are, as custodians of our planet, have done to spoil our natural world. We know that burning fossil fuels causes the release of carbon dioxide into the Earth's atmosphere, and this has been one of the reasons for climate change in all parts of the world, including countries which produce food.
Hi, my name is Rachel and I'm here to talk about climate change. We know how important it is to change our renewable energy, which is one of the reasons why we entered the solar panel competition. We also know that when plastics are made in factories, it also causes a lot of burning of fossil fuels. So not only are plastics a pollutant to our planet, when we throw them away, they also damage our planet when they are made.